Welcome, friends, to a special and joyous Christmas Eve celebration. On this radiant December 24th, 2023, we gather to embrace the inspiring message of We Are the Light. Join Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center on this holy night as we discover the light within us all, a light that shines with love, hope, and joy. May this sermon illuminate your heart and soul, reminding us of the true spirit of Christmas and the light we bring to the world.
Are you a piece of something else? Are you the whole of something else? Are you a temporary expression? Or are you an internal being? Light is. Everything is light. No matter how tiny, whether we see it or appears hidden, everything is light. Did you know you at this moment are radiating light? For that's who and what you are. It has been measured that every iota of this universe is energy and can be expressed as light. And I think that's a reason to celebrate. I celebrate that we are all one in light, that we are all naturally giving off this illumination. We're made to exude that good energy. We couldn't stop it if we tried. So yeah, we say, yay, God. And the God in us is always celebrating, always giving, 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 giving. Your beingness is this givingness. You are alive with the light of God, the eternal, all-knowing, all-giving, ever-present light of God is who and what we each are, no matter what. It's not conditioned on what we experience or even what we're feeling. You are light. You are constantly giving off photons, bits of energy, anywhere you go. And you determine the flavor of that energy. Is it sweet, like a marshmallow, or like a hard candy? Is it soft and gentle, like a scent on a breeze, or like cold rain? It's still light. It's still love. This is a world of form, and things take many forms, but at their essence, they are light. They are love. They are the very substance of God. Regardless of circumstance, we can remember this. With every breath you take, inspiration, you bring in all the elements of what surrounds you. And when you relax and release that breath, what you need stays with you. But that which is ready for recycling is released. It was light when it came in, and it's still light when it is released and distributed. So you, intentionally or not, are a light giver, a light bearer. In everything you are and be, your essence is the light. So you are a light worker, charged with letting your light shine, no matter what, no matter where, no matter how, no matter when, You are a giver of light. Can you feel the light within you? Be aware of the boundary that your skin makes. And feel the life within that boundary. That life is your light. No matter what you're doing, you are expressing the light that you have chosen to be. Our light is unlimited. We determine our boundaries. You can think about your baby finger right now. In that little appendage, there's enough light energy to illuminate the whole planet. And that's just a tiny bit of your physical. Imagine if you let your whole spirit expand in light. If you let your light energy, whether you consider that to be mental, spiritual, emotional, even physical, feel that energy vibrating within you. Every atom is moving. Every cell is taking in and giving out. Every chemical reaction is bonding and releasing. You are a symphony of activity. And all of the activity in your body pulses with the energy of its creator. Whole, perfect, complete, designed in perfection. And in every moment, able to totally replicate that perfection in this now. Not yesterday's perfection, but today's perfection. Your true identity. How do we let our light shine? We relax. Because light has to exude. So we relax and we do what our Creator did. We let there be light. When our human minds look at circumstances, or we don't understand the how of things, we let there be light. We don't have to force it. Circumstances don't have to be a certain way. We don't have to understand it. We let. Because we're being who and what we are, we don't have to force it. The more we can relax and let God be God in our life, the more it's revealed, the more we understand, the more we can sit in that peace that's way beyond understanding. It's not a mental construct. It's peace that we are. And as we let go, and let go into our fullness of our God being. We feel that quickening energy. We feel that release of constraint, that freedom in our spirit, mind, soul, and body. We breathe easier. Things that appear to be problematic fade away. For we are acknowledging and centering ourselves in the truth of our being. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is our life now. We are light and shall always be. Let's take a minute and consciously join our light with that of every other living being. Those we know, those we don't know. Those who speak with human lips and those who do not. The light in all life. The light of our planet. The light of everything that we can perceive is our light. For we are one with all. God is all there is. That includes us. So we're one with all that is. All the light, all the beauty, all the love, that's us expressing. And by our uniquely God-given gift of choice, we can truly decide to let our light shine. We can do a pin light or a floodlight. We have infinite choice. And together, because we know, we let our light shine throughout the planet and echo throughout the galaxy to the ends of the universe, because all is one. And in feeling this unity, this oneness, this completeness, we can also feel the perfection that we are. Perfection, now expressing. And in that great love and joy, more light is released and embodied. Such joy, such peace. For as the 91st Psalm says, pestilence, problems, thine shall come unto thee, for thy mind is stayed on the Most High. We know what God the Creator is, sorry about that. Got a little excited there. Apologies, but light is energy, and that was some energy being released. And in this state of joy, we know that even those sound packets of energy are a form of light that is released to the good of all. Our ears are healed and peaceful. Our spirit is healed and peaceful. And in this moment, we know the perfection that we are. And we do not ever lose this perception. In peace and joy, we acknowledge this and record this feeling permanently in every part of our body and mind and spirit. And so it is. I have to apologize. I didn't mean to be touching sound equipment. I noticed that when my hand went up this way, I could feel a difference. So I was trying to keep my hand from over here, and then this hand said, oh, I can do this. One of the things I wanted to start today's talk was, see, just even that. I remember Christmas when I first felt Christmas. You know, when you're a kid, it's, what am I going to get? You know? Then you might get to the point where, I got to do this thing at Christmas because the church is doing such and such, or we're going to do such and such. I remember, I think I had 7 years old, and it's a strange story, but to me, it was the most Christmassy Christmas I had. My father was still around, and we'd just gone to church, of course. And so then the thing is, when we get inside, now you got to go to bed so Santa Claus can come. My sister and I looked at each other and said, there is no Santa Claus. Our presents are in that closet right there. Can we have them and then go to bed? And that sounds weird, as that being the most Christmassy. But we were able to be honest. not just the kids and the adults, but a family with a shared reality. And we knew that our presents would be books. We liked books. That was a good thing. It would be clothes. We needed clothes. That was a good thing. And one or two little nice whatevers. We didn't go for the, I want to be big so-and-so set. What made it Christmas was that we were together in a shared reality. It was based on, we care about each other. You know, I mean, that can be expressed at any time. But we put so much, I don't want to say pomp and circumstance, but that's what it comes to. We put all these rituals and this has to be just this way and this comes after that. And it's an everyday Christmas. The point of Christmas is realizing the birth of the light. The beyond theoretical, and this is what the scriptures teach, the personification of light. The personification of the God spirit in man saying, hey, look at this one. Is this a land? This is a good little pattern you can follow. See, I'll turn it around. You can get to know it really good. This is where it came from. We know the whole thing about Mary and Elizabeth and all of that. A lot of people focus on just the nativity story. But there's so much that surrounds that. Everyone in that drama was prepared. Now, when I was planning to talk with you today, of course, I'm paying attention to light. Have you ever noticed how many paintings of the nativity, you know, they put the little gold disc around their head, supposed to represent their light? Have you ever noticed how many do that for the animals? A lot of the later ones just surround the wise men, humans, and maybe an angel or two. But some of the early ones put that around the animals. The cow that gave up her food. I'm sure she wanted to eat, but that's all right. You can lay there. The wise men that we always talk about, who, of course, science can't prove anything astrological that could have been the star. And then when you think about it, these were an agrarian people who paid attention to planets, solstice, moon, right? Even now we plan according to the moon and pay attention to such. So how would they not have seen this great big star that led somebody thousands of miles to a crib in a barn where a baby would be? I mean, think about what this is telling you. Now, the short answer is anytime something like that appears in scripture, it's trying to get you to look deeper. It's trying to let you say, see, that's impossible, isn't it? Look behind it. What does this really mean? And believe me, you'll look, if you really read it, you'll see a lot of contradictions in the Bible. That's why it's so good for arguments. You can always find something that supports your position, right? Even if it's a bad translation, you'll find something. So when people say, I really believe the Bible, I wonder which Bible they're believing. Really, think about how many Bibles there are, how many times it's been altered. Even the people who thought they were being most specific and correct in their translation from Aramaic or Hebrew or Greek, each of those languages have words that mean different things. Just like if I say light, is that light? Is this light? Is this light? It's all light. Light is a verb. It's a noun. If you look up in the metaphysical dictionary or the concordance, you'll have pages and pages of reference to light. Light is ning, light ten. Light is energy. You are energy. Okay? You take all my little scriptural references and put them over here. go over here and be scientific. Your energy, your pure energy, everything is. If everything came from one source, then we take after that source. Now, when we define God, it's not just us in 2023 saying, I know what God is, and it's you. Now, that's true. And I will tell you that to your face, and I don't mean to be lying, because some of us don't believe that about ourselves. So when we tell ourselves, when someone tells us, you're light, I see your light, you are an expression of God, part of us is saying, oh, God. Now, some of that is not real. Part of us is saying, yeah, say it again. I want to hear it again. Because part of us knows that's the truth of us. The part that says, yeah, only me, that's the part we picked up after we got here. Because, you know, every baby thinks they're the center of the world, right? And they are. And that's not wrong. That's not selfish. That's their basic self-expression, their way of being. We get older and we're told, think about so-and-so now, hold back. Now that's different than, let's share with so-and-so. So a lot of what we've learned is because of the way it was said. The message was not meant to harm us. I mean, whether they expressed it the way we would have liked or not, we were born into a place that was meant to serve us, to help us develop into the highest we can be. And remember, we came from somewhere. We were not just a blob of energy that dropped in and said, whatever you say. No. All of you who have children know that that baby said, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to kick. I'm going to scream. I will not eat green eggs and ham. And sometimes it's annoying, but most times, isn't it delightful that this little being has a personality, has a way of being in the world, that the world has a space for that being? And that's true for you too. We're all kids inside. Admit it, we're all little kids inside. We want what we want, when we want it, the way we want it. Yes, we do. And once in a while, we might actually get it. But nowhere in any scripture that I read did it say that life will always be fun, life will always be exactly what you individually want it to be. But what I did read is that life will always be for you. That divine order exists throughout creation. And whether we understand it or not, everything is unfolding for our good. Now that I found in every scripture I've looked through in the world. Even the ones that say they don't have God. That's what it comes down to. We're made for this. And this was made for us. So there's no separation. Oh, I want so-and-so. Well, we live in a planet based on time, but that doesn't mean time is a limiter. Time is a circumstance. It's an attitude. We've already been told that it doesn't have to go one way. Have you ever gone back and rewritten parts of your life? I highly recommend it. Now, before I got into this stuff 50 years ago, I would have said, yeah, right, the past is the past. I'm working on what I can do to make the future better. But remember that when you think of the past, you think of the past. You. There is no past sitting there in a jar. This is how it is. Every time we remember something, we remember it a little bit different because we're a little different. And they've proven there's no one spot in your brain where your memory is. It's all in there. So a lot of times, particularly this is good with family members because theoretically you were both there at the same time. But you remember something and it's totally different. So-and-so was there. No, she wasn't. Such-and-such was there. Well, you were wearing that Black Panther, that cowboy dress. I mean, we remember things so differently. Little things, big things. But for us, as we remember them, they are true. I remember my memories, not your memories. You could have been right next to me, and we had a different experience. Yeah, what difference does that make? Because you are unique. We are all part of this infinite puzzle, and we are all interlocking pieces. When that corner on your piece gets a little frayed and it doesn't fit there anymore, it's funny how another piece will come and fit it perfectly. What we need comes to us. We may not like it, we may not recognize it, but we are all enlightened. We are light. And that's the word we use. It dawned on me, light. And there's a light shining. We use light to mean understanding. And in this society, we use light to get information. I just put fiber optics in my neighborhood. So. And even regular, just light, has information in it. That's what they're using with computers and things now. A switch that's just one photon. Can you imagine? Think of your computer, even the little ones we've got now. One photon. Instead of just ones and twos, photon. Subatomic particle says yes or no. In you too. You are the most magnificent computer there ever was. And you are based on light. This light, I'm not going to touch. This light. And this light. Because we have to remember that we are all connected. Remembering that time is a construct that we use. You're connected with the past, the present, and the future. So when we choose to let our light shine, have you ever thought about letting your light shine throughout time? There are lots of circumstances that are happening right now that we don't feel we can impact. There are things happening on the other side of the planet that we may feel strongly about. But what are your emotions but energy? Your emotions are a form of light. So when you, and I know you do this every day, when you meditate and get into that space of peace and oneness, that's you being your light. No, it doesn't seem dramatic, but it is. There's a song, you know, I'm going to go to a song. And it's a traditional song. But when I was a kid, I was trying to make it make sense. A light to the Gentiles. Do you remember hearing that? A light to the Gentiles, my glory. I won't quote you. Anyway, I was like, Gentiles. Well, of course, I'm a kid. I don't know. Gentile. That sounds like gentle. So if I'm gentle, there'll be more light. Yeah. A lot of times we're not gentle with ourselves. It's easier to be gentle with someone else than it is yourself. Because you know what was behind that thing. Well, I knew I should have so-and-so, but I didn't feel like it. I don't know. So instead of saying this, we're looking at all of this. We have to lighten up on ourselves. I told you that's the 11th commandment, thou shalt lighten up. Because we get so serious about this. I mean, yeah, it's God, it's holy, but hey, it's God, it's holy. This is a wonderful thing. God is not some serious rule keeper. Look at jellyfish. I mean, God has a sense of humor. Tell me you doesn't. I don't, hey. Look at all these different, even plants. I've forgotten the name. I think it's a purple passion flower. It looks like an alien. You know? So I say, well, if God could think of this as a flower, and I'm looking at an alien, and I'm an aspect of God, I'm an outpicturing. So all these things that I'm imagining possibly are true as well. Ooh. Do you realize how powerful your mind is? We all have done that where we imagine something. Here it is. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes not so good. The point is, pay attention to what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Everything you think and feel is being exuded by you. You may not think about it. You think you're at home in bed sleeping. But you're still giving off light. Your energy is still broadcasting to the planet. You are still affecting the rest of us, and we you. So that's why we take time to pray. Not so much because God needs to know what we're thinking. Come on. It's so we know what we're thinking. You know how sometimes when you start to talk, that's when it clarifies itself? You thought you were going to say that, and then this comes out, and that's more true? That's the purpose of our speaking prayer, making those requests. Jesus even said, Father knows what you need. You know, and that's already been taken care of. We speak our desires because that is how we form our life into a being that illuminates our path. Yeah, that's our job. The general light is there. But to focus on what you need to do, your energy has to focus. And that's what we do with prayer. We let our light from being a wonderful summer afternoon to focus in on what our goal is, what we're looking toward, moving toward our increasing in the world. We are creators, just like our Father. And we are responsible for what we create. That's why it persists in our life until we change. Please give yourself credit for the power you have. God created us in its image, which means we can focus, we can know, we can give, we can shine, we can choose. And when we focus on using those gifts wisely, we become that light that illumines the world. And yes, it comes through us, but it's the light of God. There's only one light, one life. So give yourself credit as the child of our Creator. You are the gift for Christmas. If Christmas is the beginning of that perfect human living in the life, living on this planet in the light as the child of the Creator, isn't everyday Christmas? And aren't you the child of God come to be the light of the world? I thank you.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on this beautiful Christmas Eve to celebrate the message of We Are the Light. As we part ways on this blessed December 24th, 2023, may the light shared by Reverend Judith Taylor continue to glow brightly within each of you, spreading warmth, love, and joy wherever you go. For more spiritual inspiration and resources, please visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Connect with our community by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're near Tyler, Texas, we invite you to join us at 14024 Highway 155 South for a heartfelt welcome. Copyright 2023, Tyler Unity Center, all rights reserved. May the light of this special night guide you through the season and into the new year, filling your world with peace and happiness.